Tivoli.
We are standing at the red flag at the crossroads between Elisabethstraße and Am Tivoli, just before the level crossing. In order to get to the Tivoli Hill, let's turn left here into the slightly inclined street. From here, you can see two more red flags. We will stop briefly at the upper flag with the information board. The Red Trail system is intended to guide Dessau's visitors through the new urban landscape. Much of this part of the city is still being redeveloped or is being constructed for the first time. The Red Trail system is supposed to make the invisible visible, both what is being built from scratch and what has disappeared. Dessau is brimming with historic locations, and the red flags are also intended to capture these traces.
One such location is the Tivoli. In the 1960s, it was extended right up to the parking building. In subsequent years, the area became visibly dilapidated. It was only when the EBA Urban Redevelopment 2010 came about that the Tivoli was renovated. A barrier-free walkway and cycling track now leads up to the hill. You can see it here on the right, a slightly ascending semicircle. As part of the project, the Tivoli, which had long been noticeable by its absence, was integrated into the landscaped zones.
Let's take a moment to have a look around. On the left, behind the gate, we can see a decayed building, which was once very elegant. It was built during the Gründerzeit, literally the founder era, and belonged to the soap manufacturer Karl Kämmerer. From the windows of the villa, the magnate could oversee the goings-on all across his premises. The factory rooms were housed over there to the right, in the large white building complex with the chimney. In Dessau, people still remember the Tivoli, but primarily because of the association and venue of the same name. All traces of this building have been lost. The pub, which was partially built into the mountain in 1895, burnt down in 1945, and the ruins were demolished.
While we're walking to the next flag, Guido Farkinger, a city guide, will tell us more about the history of the hill.
Tivoli taucht zuerst auf als Richtplatz. Dort wurde er hingerichtet, was dann später in die Kreuzberge nach Dessau Süd verschoben wurde. Ist dann in der Zeit von Franz in eine Gestaltung mit einbezogen worden.
The Tivoli used to be a place of execution and later in the era of Prince Franz it was incorporated into a design for the Heirs Palace, which stood in the city park and had an unobstructed view from the Acacia Grove to the Amalienberg, as it was called then. A restaurant later arose here because the first beer cellar was created there. You could get into the hill there without getting wet. There aren't too many hills here. There's the one with the beer cellar. A bar was installed in that one, and that became the best bar in town.
In 1910, the Social Democrats, partially financed by worker donations, took over the Tivoli, much to the indignation of Dessau's bourgeoisie. The clubhouse was not only the best bar in town, it was also absolutely huge. The hall had 2,000 seats, and a huge beer garden was built at the top of the hill. At the time, the acquisition of the Tivoli was a severe blow to the bourgeoisie and a resounding victory for Dessau's labour movement.
In order to get to our next stop, we will walk or cycle up to the top of the hill and down the other side and then turn right. We will then follow the red flags through a residential area until we come to a bridge. We will continue the tour in front of the underpass.